McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, podcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to another show in Women's History Month. The scripture readings are as follows from the NIV. Hear the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 11:15. But that if a woman has long hair, it is her glory, for long hair is given to her as a covering. Proverbs 16:31. Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness. Song of Solomon 5:11. His head is purest gold. His hair is wavy like a raven. His hair is wavy and black as a raven. Luke 12:7. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. May God add a blessing to the reading and to the understanding of his word. I trust that you have enjoyed the song that played following the prelude entitled God Rocks, Five Sparrows by the God Rock Band. Today's show is about an outstanding woman named Madam C.J. Walker. She was born to Minerva Breedlove and Charles Breedlove on December 23, 1867, in Delta, Louisiana. There were six Breedlove children. She was born Sarah Breedlove and the fifth born, and was the first in her family to be born free after the Emancipation Proclamation. She was orphaned at age 7 and was married at age 14 to Moses McWilliams, and they had one daughter named Alea, born in 1885, and by the age of 20, she was widowed. Sarah and daughter Alea moved to St. Louis, where she worked as a laundress and went to night school. She sang in the choir at St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church and became active in the National Association of Colored Women. St. Louis is where she met her second husband, Charles J. Walker. Mrs. Walker incurred a scalp disorder and lost much of her hair. This caused her to develop a treatment and hair preparations, which led to a change in the black hair care industry. Her method was known as the Walker system. She developed products like Wonderful Hair Grower, Glossine, and Vitamin Shampoo. She and Charles J. Walker moved to Denver and were married soon afterwards. At first, Mr. Walker helped with the marketing, the advertising, and small mail orders. However, as the business grew, they grew apart and they divorced. In 1908, Madam Walker opened up a beauty school and factory in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was named after her daughter. And in 1910, she moved her business headquarters to Indianapolis. There was access to railroads, which aided in product distribution, and a large population of African-American customers. Madam C.J. Walker employed over 3,000 people. Black women sold her product door to door. Her daughter managed the Pittsburgh branch of the business. Madam C.J. Walker became the first black self-made woman millionaire in America. She lived in nice homes, and her Manhattan townhouse became a salon for members of the Harlem Renaissance. She contributed generously to educational causes, black charities. She funded scholarships for women at Tuskegee Institute, donated to the NAACP, the Black YMCA, and many other organizations that helped make black history. Madam C.J. Walker was an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and activist. Madam Walker died at her country home in Irvington on the Hudson on May 25th, 1919, of hypertension. Closing presentation is entitled Love My Hair by Mickey Guyton, Brittany Spencer, and Madeline Edwards.
Hello. My name is Faith Finity, and I am proud to say that I inspired the song you're about to hear by an artist I love. A few years ago, I was sent home from school because my braids were said to be a distraction. It was devastating for me. But this next artist created this song to make sure girls like me feel seen and loved. And that's how you turn something very painful into something very positive. With your help, we can work together to ensure the next generation grows up in a respectful and open world for natural hair. So right now, joined by Brittany Spencer and Madeline Edwards, please welcome a country music artist and nominee who is using her voice for good, Mickey Guyton.
You wanna touch it, don't you? Try to run your fingers through, like the weight of your hand could ever make you understand what it feels like to be a different just like me. You know the weight of your hand could never make you understand the things I do to try to fit right in. I'm tired of trying to justify my skin. I used to think what God gave me wasn't fair. I'd braid it all just to hide the curls up there. I found my freedom when I learned not to care. Now I'm not scared to love who I am. I love my hair. If I could go back to 12, tell myself that straight up or down, baby, that you cry.
Whoever made up those rules, they don't apply to you. Straight up or down, you'll turn the world around.
I used to think what God gave me wasn't fair. I braided it all just to hide the curls up there. When I learned not to care, now I'm not scared to love who I am. I love my hair. Hey, 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 hey.
Things I did to try to fit right in. I'll never justify again.
I used to think what God gave me wasn't fair. I prayed it all just to hide the curls up there.
But I found my freedom when I learned not to care.
Now I'm not scared to love who I am. I love my. I love my hair.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.